Hi, everyone, and welcome to Bulls by the Bay, your weekly update from USF St. Petersburg. I'm Colleen Cherry, Community Relations Specialist, here with the latest news from our campus and community. We've got exciting news about support for our campus in the 2025-26 Florida State budget. The legislature has proposed $10 million to complete the state's share of our new Environmental and Oceanographic Sciences Research and Teaching Facility, reinforcing USF St. Petersburg's status as a global leader in marine science, education, and community engagement. Another $1 million is proposed for the Eileen Hoffman Hafer You Matter program, which offers inclusive post-secondary education for students with intellectual disabilities. This funding would help expand enrollment and improve facilities, ensuring more students have the opportunity to thrive at USF St. Pete. The budget still awaits Governor Ron DeSantis' review, approval, and line item veto consideration. Here's a story that blends adventure, culture, and sustainability. 10 students from the Judy Genshaft Honors College recently returned from a two-week study away trip to Hawaii's Big Island. As part of their course Beyond the Classroom, students hiked to lava fields, explored coral reefs, and even made chocolate from freshly harvested cacao pods. They also met with Native Hawaiian leaders to learn how local communities are protecting and sustaining the land through environmental restoration and cultural stewardship. This unforgettable journey wasn't just about travel. It was a transformative learning experience that will stick with them long after the sunscreen fades. And finally, we are sending a big round of applause to our USF women's sailing team, who just wrapped up another stellar season. Competing in the Intercollegiate Sailing Association Women's National Championship, the team finished an impressive 17th out of 36 schools, one of only two public universities to break into the top 20. Led by Olympic gold medalist and Florida Sports Hall of Fame coach Allison Jolly, the program continues to be a powerhouse on the water. And thanks to new support, including an upgraded fleet of boats with one honoring a beloved alumna, the Bulls are already gearing up for another strong season ahead. That's a wrap for this week's Bulls by the Bay. As always, you can check out our latest news at stpete.usf.edu. Thanks for tuning in, and go Bulls!